Right now, 55 degrees, mostly cloudy skies downtown on Colorado's Morning News. It's 9:12. The modern workplace pushes managers to deliver better results faster. And our next guest says that can cause some business leaders to lose touch with their own humanity. What does it mean for their employees, too, if they don't have a leader to look up to? Denver-based award-winning leadership speaker David Dye is out with his new book, Winning Well, A Manager's Guide to Getting Results Without Losing Your Soul. He joins us live in studio with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on. Apparently, I interviewed you 20 years ago.
You sure did.
Yeah, we were both younger then.
That we were.
Thanks for coming back in. Especially in the big corporate environment, it seems easy not to feel invested because, you know, your boss may be 10 states away. Doesn't that kind of breed disengagement?
Yeah, it sure can. In fact, you've got managers across the world, really, that are trapped between high expectations from their executives and market demands and pressures they've got to meet, and then the needs of their team for connection and trust and collaboration and investment. And in that tension, managers are not given the tools to know how to succeed there. And so they do the best they can. And the fallout is stress, burnout, and, you know, both from the managers and the employees.
Some of the stats you provided are amazing. Nearly 8 in 10 are unclear in their workplace as to direction.
It is amazing. It is the number one problem we see is a lack of clarity around what we call the MIT. We encourage managers, mind the MIT. That's the most important thing. What is it we're supposed to be doing? What's the number one contribution we make to our customer? The customer doesn't care what you get on your internal scorecard. They care what you're delivering. And so what is the most important thing we're able to do to deliver on that? And if managers can get really clear about that and foster shared commitment with their employees, everybody wins.
Whose fault is that? Is it not? Is there a top-down thing that's not happening? Are the managers just, as we said, not as invested as they need to be? Are they hiring the wrong people? Where do you place the blame?
You know, we don't get in the blame game. Yeah. Fundamentally, we're about personal responsibility. And so what we do is encourage you, if you are in any kind of position where you can take responsibility, whether you're an individual contributor, a manager, an executive, a company owner, it's up to you to be part of the solution, to take responsibility and clarify those expectations. If you're an individual contributor, ask. Say, I want to make sure I'm clear on what's going on here. If you're a frontline manager, ask your employees. We call it check for understanding. What do you hear me saying? What is it we're supposed to be doing today? And if you're an executive, well, absolutely, if it's your business. And yet we see so many executives and business owners who, you know, they're so focused on the results, they forget the communication side of things.
Okay, so we've kicked the boss a little bit, but what about there has got to be a difference between someone that's been in their workplace 25 to 30 years or in that career or in the same position that they started? And then those employees of the other generations that, you know, they've been around the workforce less than 5 years. Isn't there a difference between, you know, the generations as to what they can contribute? And therefore, maybe that would change the result of the boss.
Sure. In fact, when you talk about generational differences, the first thing we try to alert people to, generational differences are a marketing device. They're an artifact of marketing. And so we don't want to overgeneralize about people.
You can't say all millennials are such and such.
Exactly.
Just most. I'm kidding.
I've got a friend who is 70 plus. He is the number one guy that I have learned different apps and technology from.
What?
I also have millennial friends who do not carry their cell phone with them. So you can't generalize. You don't want to do that. What you do want to do is find out what is the strength, what are the talents, what is it that people bring to their role, and how can we do the most to leverage those?
Managers perhaps have more incentives to maybe work harder and to be optimistic because they're making more money than the guys under them. But what is the number one way to motivate people if you can't offer them more money or benefits?
Interestingly, what the research tells us is the number one thing you can do to produce a more energized, motivated workforce is connect every what to a meaningful and compelling reason why you're asking it.
Give us an example.
Sure. So you're asking people to input data in a particular way. Why? Why are you doing that? You know, I often joke, my daughter was a vegetarian. I tried to be a vegetarian for 3 days. I only my experiment only lasted 3 days. And the reason was we were both 16. She had reasons that were very motivating and went deep for her to be, to live more healthily, to have a smaller carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. I wanted to impress girls. My motivation was very meaningless and irrational and shallow. It didn't change my behavior. But when we're connected to a meaningful reason why, what does this do for the customer? What does this do for our team? What does it do for ultimately to make life better for us and for the world or for the people we serve? That's when you start getting the internal motivation.
Part of your book's title is, in addition to winning well, it's getting results without losing your soul. You also talk about humanity. That's pretty heavy.
Pretty deep stuff, right?
Yeah.
In that environment where managers are facing that pressure we talked about earlier, they fall back on the best they can do, and they either use people to get results at any price, or a lot of them we find in our research and with our online assessment is that they just want to be liked. And so they run around trying to get people to like them, and the consequence of that is just as destructive and just ruins their own credibility and keeps them from getting the results they need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's quite a challenge, but it can be done. That's our bottom line message, is that you can blend the bottom line with the human spirit, and we give you the tools to do that. Ultimately, Karen and I both were in these positions ourselves. We were the frontline manager, and as executives, we developed these tools to help our managers get those results and do it and be a good human being in the process. And the good news is, when you do it that way, you get better results, breakthrough results, and they're sustainable. They last.
All right. Thanks for inspiring us today. You're founder and president of TrailblazeInc.com. And we should say winningwellbook.com is the best website people can go to. They can follow you on Twitter, David M. Dye. That's D-Y-E. And you're about to go on a Southeast Asia tour. This book is big.
Yeah, we sure are. We're going to be working with executives in Malaysia and the HR Summit in Singapore. And then we also, as part of our give back, for all of our clients, we fund clean water wells in Cambodia. So we're also going to be visiting and developing some of those wells, those winning wells there in Cambodia.
Part of the way humanity comes into
it. There you go.
Thank you, David.
That's right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. 9:18 coming up on Colorado's Morning News.